I'm Steve Lascazo, and this is The Way. Welcome to the December 2023 This Is The Way podcast Star Wars news update, and the last podcast for This Is The Way podcast of the year. It's the end, mercifully. My family has been sick most of the last quarter of 2023. Either just one of us, or some combination of us. Christmas was no exception. My wife came home from her last shift of the year with a mysterious infection, and when you work in a hospital taking care of sick babies, well, that's not good. My grandmother passed away days after Thanksgiving, and my father underwent heart surgery in October. He's still with us, but personally, I'm glad to see 2023 come to a close. What does that have to do with Star Wars? Well, it nearly ended this podcast along with the terrible, or at least what I thought was a terrible Ahsoka series. But we're sticking it out.
Everything's going to be all right, kid.
We just signed up for another year of Star Wars Podcast Day, and it was put together for the first time a few years back by Daniel of Star Wars Now This, a super fan of our show. We never did get to talk Ahsoka and hear your great questions and your great thoughts, Daniel. But I hope I just explained a little about why. But we got to get to the news.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
It is time to update you on Star Wars news since the last news update podcast. The striking in Hollywood has put a pause on stars marketing the movies and projects they had completed, and once that was over, the stars of Ahsoka started sharing their behind-the-scenes experiences. If you want to hear about them, you can find stuff online from Rosario Dawson, Ivana Sacco, Lars Mikkelsen, Iman Esfandi, even our Captain Carson Teva, Paul Sun-Hyung Lee. There's also Dave Filoni sprinkling in teases of what he has planned for the future of Thrawn. From the interviews he's given, it seems he's jumping to light speed with Thrawn's ascendance and his importance in the New Republic era of Star Wars storytelling. The tip-off appears to have been his inclusion of Galad Pelion and the Shadow Council late in Season 3 of The Mandalorian. The problem I see going forward for the Star Wars universe is Filoni didn't do a great job of making Thrawn look imposing. There's a lot of talk about how great and menacing and how much of a genius and a threat he is to the Prime Galaxy, but what we saw on screen, in my opinion, contradicts that characterization. The worst news of the year may be hearing that The Bad Batch Season 3, Tales of the Jedi Season 2, The Acolyte, and Skeleton Crew are all coming in 2024, but apparently not Andor Season 2. A press release mid-month from the Walt Disney Company, or Walt Disney Studios, I really couldn't find the original online, but it mentioned no dates, but several people reposted a list, and those first four shows were all on the same lists coming in 2024. Marvel's Echo appears to be coming first on January 10th, but that's not a Star Wars show. I just mentioned it to point out Disney's most likely going to be pacing show releases. There'll be overlaps, but they're probably not going to drop two debuts in the same week, maybe even the same month. Marvel's Agatha Darkhold Diaries is supposedly coming in the fall, so I'm most interested in the order that they're going to release these shows. Tales from the Jedi being an anthology show, having a season two, that could show up at any time. It could be a palate cleanser, if you will. It was The Bad Batch season two that left us with a major character's death, but even if we saw a body, which we didn't, Lucasfilm has been known to resurrect characters whenever they see fit. The Acolyte has the potential to change the trajectory of Star Wars television. It's very different from a lot of the other shows that have come out, but it's also the least anticipated show on the list for me. Skeleton Crew, or as it's been likened to Goonies in Space, that could take place during any time period if you ask me. It's just a fun story in Star Wars with kids, so when are these shows going to come out in 2024? I don't know. Hopefully all around each other so I can just pay for a couple of months of Disney Plus. I really don't want to subscribe and give Disney my money on the off months because I just don't think it's a good value.
Okay, then.
More Disney show news, but not on Disney Plus. There are three new Lego Star Wars short films available on YouTube. Since that's the place where my children end up getting most of their viewing entertainment, I thought I'd mention them. Each short, only 2 to 3 minutes in length, but it's got some characters we've seen in longer shows and specials already available on Disney Plus, and some new ones, at least to the Lego Star Wars shows. 'Twas the Night Before Life Day is the only one of them with dialogue, and it's the longest. Well, you could count Chewie's Shiriwa grunts in the second one, but it's a story told by Yoda, where R2-D2 kind of ruins Life Day for Emperor Palpatine, or I don't know, it's like it's something about a mug, and Palpatine tells Vader to give him the mug. It's a rhyming, 'twas the night before Christmas kind of a rhyming scheme. It's fun. It's only about 3 minutes. Chewie's Holiday Cheer Up has the Rebel Gang teaming up on Yavin 4 to surprise a homesick Chewbacca with a celebration that's only about 2 minutes long, and it's heartwarming. And then there's Tenu Treasures. That is the one that features Yoda teaching some younglings or Padawans from Young Jedi Adventures about patience. No dialogue, and unless you really care about those characters, even though it's got Yoda in it, it's a 2 minutes that you could skip, if you want my opinion. And they're not full-length shows, obviously, but hey, it is something new, and it's Star Wars.
May the Force be with you.
Star Wars gamer news. Do you like Fortnite? Whether you do or do not, LEGO Fortnite is now available, and it is a game that allows you to build and explore somewhat like Minecraft. It's available for free through the Fortnite app, but the reason it gets a mention here is playable characters you earn or purchase on the Battle Royale side of the game can be used in the LEGO Fortnite side, including Star Wars. Again, the game mode is free, but the characters are not. You have to either earn them or spend V-Bucks, which is the Fortnite currency purchasable from Epic Games. I have tested it out, and yes, you can run around with a Stormtrooper or Han or Leia or Anakin or Darth Vader or Luke, all in their LEGO styles and the minifigure-looking style, and for the past week or so, Star Wars characters have actually been purchasable from the Fortnite shop. Now, they're not always available. They are on-again, off-again sort of purchasable characters, but if you think that might interest you, give it a shot, and if you like it, maybe buy some of those Star Wars characters.
Master Yoda, are you here?
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you? Can it be?
Kotaku interviewed Star Wars Outlaws narrative director Naveed Kavari, and it was revealed that Jabba the Hutt is going to be an NPC quest giver in the game, and the main character Kay Vess can actually take missions and betray the crime lord during gameplay. It's an open world style game, but the creative director says it will be, quote, manageable, and not a, quote, 200 to 300-hour epic unfinishable RPG. But if you ask me, that is a weird point to make. If I'm paying $60 for a game, give me too much. Because you give me not enough, and I pay $60. Well, I would rather play as much as I want for that same $60 and then have stuff left to do after I'm done. Kavari says the goal of the developers was to make a seamless experience from vehicle to vehicle and allow gamers to be, quote, intergalactic tourists, and travel around to iconic planets at will. There's going to be challenges dealing with all the factions of underground crime syndicates, and the setting is going to be between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. There were early reports that suggested an early 2024 release for the game, but now it's probably going to be late in the year at best.
We can wait.
A special thank you, as usual, to StarWarsNews.net. We get a lot of our news from there, and we then go and research their own notes. But there was a special note about a port of the Phantom Menace game from PlayStation 1 I didn't see anywhere else. That game came out in 1999 on PC and the original PlayStation, and will most likely be available to subscribers of the PlayStation Plus Classics Catalog Premium tier. But as the article I read pointed out, it has not yet been confirmed, and I don't know if they're going to make it available in a newer version on PC either. It is a top-down action-adventure game that adapts events of the movie into a video game with slight variations.
Now for a quick escape on a speeder bike.
Speeder bike, you have to put it together. Action figures each sold separately.
Meow! I've got you now. Open speed flaps and meow! crash!
Collectors, LEGO has two new sets coming in 2024. The first is a Clone Wars battle set with clone troopers and B1 and B2 battle and super battle droid minifigures. Box 75372 will have 215 pieces, 9 minifigures, and cost $30. The second set is a Young Jedi Adventures set featuring a ship called the Crimson Firehawk. Box 75384 will be $50 with only 3 minis. But one of those minifigures is apparently the blue alien Nubs that, you know, kids watching the show apparently love. So that would probably indicate why they're going to try to charge a little bit more for it. StarWars.com announced the release of 2 action figures from the Ahsoka series as part of the Gift the Galaxy holiday program that ran up to Christmas. A Black Series Clone Trooper Lieutenant and 332nd Company Ahsoka Clone Trooper shipped together for $45 in spring of 2024 from Target. The Hasbro Vintage Collection Phase 2 Clone Trooper 4-Pack has 2 plain white armored troopers, a 501st blue and a 501st with Ahsoka loyalty painted helmet, and ships exclusively from Hasbro Plus in summer of 2024. So you get 4 characters and 6 accessories in that pack for $55. Also part of the Gift Galaxy program was a product unveiling that included some prequel love. There's a retro collection, the Phantom Menace multi-pack, for $60 coming this spring. It's got Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn, Queen Amidala, Darth Maul with his original legs, of course, a Roger Roger battle droid, and for some reason, Jar Jar Binks. So 6 characters, $10 a piece. A vintage collection Jango Fett from Attack of the Clones is just $25, ships this summer, and it looks like his head stays attached. Then there's a Black Series 3PO head on a B1 battle droid body and a super battle droid. So it's kind of like the Attack on Geonosis battle where he gets the head stuck on. If it wasn't for $50, I mean, this is the kind of unusual offering I think makes sense to collect. This is an unusual character. It's C-3PO's head on a B1 battle droid. It's going to ship in spring 2024. And again, $50. Last month, Hot Toys announced Hot Garbage, and I just don't know, how do you rationalize paying this steep price for some of their offerings? I think they announced that they were laying off 1,000 workers because, I don't know, sales weren't that great. But if you're charging more than $200 for characters that nobody really cares about and gets excited about, why are you making them? At the end of December, Ahsoka's Captain Enoch and a Night Trooper were announced, and I just don't get it. Why is this show getting so much love from this brand? Unless it's the faceless nature of Hamlet characters and clones, maybe that's too easy to pass up. Maybe it's too easy to make these characters and not pay enough attention to it. But Hot Toys is notorious for being so detailed. Now, I will say, at least Enoch at $245 has that interesting gold-plated face look. And he has a Knight Brother sash around his waist. And now that I'm thinking about it, I get the Kintsugi look of the gold inlay on the Knight Trooper is a nice, different than usual look too. But that's $240. I'm much more excited about hearing about something like a Captain Rex. It gets not one, but 2 looks in the same Hot Toys package. He'll have both Phase 1 and Phase 2 armor and helmets. That allows the collector to customize his look. So, if you're rationalizing it, I guess that means for $260, it's like $130 a piece or a BOGO, right? It ships in late 2024 or early 2025.
Just one more thing.
Disney Parks news time. It's the time of the episode where we talk about something going on in Batu, Galaxy's Edge, or the Disney parks that affects Star Wars fans. And yes, Galactic Star Cruiser is still closed. That's not news. It happened in September, I think. But I did notice a post since our last news update podcast from blogmickey.com that showed Docking Bay 9 being blocked off by Star Wars-themed crates. It seems Disney's not in a rush to rebuild or just close the bay doors. They're opting to tease park goers with an experience that seems more temporary than the actual closure of the hotel, which is what happened. Fans had apparently been tying ribbons on a gate. Disney put a stop to that. They blocked off access to that passageway and blocked off people making a nice gesture. I mean, there weren't that many people that went in the first place, but Disney doesn't appear to want to remember that.
I think we can let them off with a warning this time.
Okay, if you think I've missed something or disagree with me, send email to thisisthewaypodcast@gmail.com. I'm currently considering a Star Wars Podcast Day episode for Ahsoka. So Daniel, if you're still listening, maybe we can schedule a special episode and air it on Star Wars Podcast Day. I think that'd be a great way to celebrate another year of taking part. Star Wars Podcast Day 2024 is the 25th anniversary of Star Wars podcasting. Not podcasting in general, but Star Wars podcasting. And I think it was Jedi Talk debuted on February 7th, 1999, I suppose. This next February 7th is going to be the fourth SWPD and our fourth year of participating. So how can you interact with this podcast? All our links can be found in one place at linktr.ee/thisisthewaypod, all one word. Thank you so much for joining me, your host, for This Is The Way Podcast's December 2023 Star Wars News Update. Until next time, I'm Steve Lascalzo. May the Force be with you, always.